Working with Hillsborough Area Regional Transit, or HART, the county's Transportation Task Force is reaching out to municipalities as they plan for transportation priorities. To fund these projects, the task force is recommending that voters approve a 1 cent sales tax, with 75% going to bus infrastructure and rail, and the other 25% going to non-transit projects, such as roads, trails, and intersections. County Commissioner Jim Norman argues that the referendum is just rail funding in disguise.
The reason you put the 25% in there is to try to get people around this county to vote for it. That's the only reason the 25% is. You hope to, in a way, entice people in different sections of this community to vote for this referendum. It is not a road project referendum. It is a rail referendum. You can, you know, a lot of famous people once said, you know, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. This is a rail project, plain and simple.
But County Commissioner Mark Sharp disagrees.
This is about taking 230 buses covering 1,000 square miles and doubling them, adding circulators and flex systems. That is not just lipstick on a pig. That is real, that is concrete, and it will make a difference. It works together. The deal is, none of this works by itself. Roads by themselves are not the panacea. We all drive them, but they're by themselves not the panacea. Buses by themselves, not the panacea. But a mix of bus with rail, where the alternative analysis demonstrates that there's ridership and that it can be successful.
Planning and Infrastructure Services Administrator Lucia Garces claimed that Phoenix, Arizona's transit system is successful. Commissioner Al Higginbotham countered that transportation costs drained other parts of their budget.
School, fire, police, and public health budgets have been cut so funds could be diverted to subsidies for rail and high-density developments to support rail. Do I need to go on? That is my fear in creating an agency and grabbing this very dangerous snake with government, whether it's us or Portland or Salt Lake or any other jurisdiction we want to talk about, and making sure that if we're going forward with the people that we're elected to represent, that this contract is strong. I don't see that yet. I don't see that we're at that point.
But it's still uncertain if the penny sales tax will pass. Sharp defends the tax.
It's equitable. It's spread out. And when you look at gasoline prices, and this morning, Richard Branham, Virgin Airlines, is talking about the fact that within 5 years, fuel prices are going to be right back where they were before. And communities better start thinking about transit. It's 5 years from now, and we're sitting here saying we decided not to go with the transit system, and people are spending significantly more out of their pocket. The workers, the unemployed, the very people we're trying to protect, who are going to be saying, why didn't you do anything? That's what this whole two-year exercise was about.
But Kelly Cornelius, a member of Rural Lithia Area Neighborhood Defense, still has concerns about the tax.
I still have a lot of concerns. My main concerns are with the projects that are tacked on to this referendum, the road widening projects that should be done and completed by developers, and the fact that they're asking citizens to pay for this with the sales tax, they really haven't explained if we're fronting the money as a loan, or if the developers will not have to be responsible for their portion. So I was hoping for an explanation of that today, and I do not think that Ms. Garces gave that to us. I'm very pleased that Commissioner Beckner has asked her to go into more detail in another meeting.
Some of the most pressing concerns of the meeting involve how much oversight of the tax revenue that the Metropolitan Planning Organization and the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority, or TBARTA, will have. Sharp says this might delay the meeting scheduled for March 3rd.
It sounds to me like we're looking at the latter part of March, probably the 17th of March, you know, because there's just so many questions.
Sharp also says the language for the tax referendum should be a simple process and could be discussed on March 17th.
The language is pretty, you know, there's a format and a process that you use for these type of projects, and so the language is actually relatively straightforward.
HART's assessment of the transportation plans is focused on a transit model instead of a highway model for the first time, and they will discuss future plans at a board meeting next Monday in Ybor City. By February 25th, the Transportation Task Force hopes to have a clear vision of who will oversee the transit tax funds. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.